Let's jump to Mishnah 1. Moshe kibel Torah misina. So Moshe received the Torah from Sana. Umasrat Lashen, he transmitted it to Joshua. Yeshua's Kanim, and then he handed it over to the elders, his Kanim and the Nevi'im, the elders to the prophets, and Nevi'im, Masrila, and Sheknes Sagadola, and they handed it over to the men of the great assembly. So that was the chain of the oral law. This is our Masorah. That the oral law was handed down from generation to generation through these different people and different bodies. Haimam Rushlesha Devarim, and the men of the great assembly, they said three things. Havim Musanim Badin, that you should be deliberate in judgment, meaning that when, as judges sitting in judgment, that they shouldn't rush through their judgment, they should be deliberate and look at all angles of the case. Vahamidu Talmidim Harba, that you should raise up many disciples, that a person will. I mean, he was talking to them, that they should have many disciples. And it's actually, I mean, not everyone agreed with this. There are other opinions that say no, that the rabbi should choose a few disciples, only the best, really. But they said you should raise up many disciples. And Vasu Siag LaTorah, that they should make a fence for the Torah, meaning that the rabbis should put up rabbinic decrees, and they should protect the different laws of the Torah. And as we see, many things today, many prohibitions are rabbinic prohibitions, which are really the fences and the limits that the Torah has put around the different commandments of the Torah.